Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest, our good friend, a longtime 19-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of TLC, Talk, Listen, Communicate, author of Talk Is Not Cheap, outstanding book on communicating. That's what we're talking about right now, the speed, the increased speed of communication because of technology, because of digital leverage, right, Bev? Where's this going? Where, if we're having difficulty dealing with where we are, where's it going?
Well, I think it's just the speed is increasing more and more, and we're reducing things to sound bites. I used to work in television, so back when I was a reporter in television, a story could be no more than 3 minutes. I've timed them. Now they're no more than a minute.
Yeah.
It's just boom. Everything, you know, is so much faster.
So let me stop you for a second and ask you a question about that. See, this is something I'm very much interested in. When I think about the young people, the millennials, and the way their information is in their world. When you and I were pups, we were given the content that we needed, and at the same time, literally, simultaneously, we were given the context. We were told what we're going to do, and we were told why we're doing it. Today, the young people have so much content coming at them, so many different sources of content, that I think that they've gotten to the point where they're sort of not interested in the context because you have to wait. Today you have to wait. The content moves so much faster than the context. You have to wait on it, and they're not really willing to wait on it. So here's my question. As communication moves faster, as the content gets there before the context, are we losing something? Are we in danger? Is there a danger here?
Oh, yeah. We are confused, and people are responding to what they think the context is. And it's going out to everyone, creating confusion. And some of these things, you know, are become fodder for that destroy reputations. And, I mean, you've made this mistake, and it's so public because it's out there for all to see. So what we need to do is we need to think before we communicate, whether that's through electronic or we're sitting in a meeting. Don't feel like you have to communicate that instant.
Right.
Because if you think about it, you may sense a great sense of urgency, but the person on the other end may be in meetings, may have other things, and they may not get to it until 10 o'clock tonight. And you've already sent out something that 30, you know, minutes later, you thought of something much better.
Mm-hmm. So that's exactly right.
Slow yourself down. Think before you respond.
I've said this on the show many times before. If I have something that I really think is important that I really want to make sure I do right, I type it up. I write it up in an email, and I send it to myself.
Yeah.
And I open the whole thing as if it were a brand new email from somebody else. And if I can, I send it to myself and don't open it until the next morning.
Yes, it's that time. And I tell folks, especially
that's weird. That sounds weird to a millennial.
Well, it probably sounds very slow to a millennial. So we could speed that up a little bit instead of the next day. At least give yourself 30 minutes.
If you've got time, you've got time, you'll never regret sleeping on something.
That's especially if it's emotional.
That's right.
Because we're so reactive when we're emotional, we look back and go, oh, my gosh. I mean, I've been putting myself in timeout since my kids were toddlers. I mean, they would say, mommy's putting herself in timeout.
But I don't know how many times I've opened something up the next morning, and I said, "Wow, how did I miss that?" Or, "Wow, yeah. I can't believe I was going to leave this out."
Yes, or you know, I will get a text from a client, and it just ruins my, I can't even say moment, my day. I'm just fretting over it, and I'm like, "Oh my God, this is horrible!" And how okay, and then later when I read it again, it's like, "Oh, okay, they meant this instead of that." Mm-hmm. So that is another problem of the speed of communication. In order to be fast, we use fewer words, and it can be very confusing, and we get ourselves all upset. But when you get one of those slow yourself down and think it through before you respond, or it's going to be bad for your reputation, it's going to be bad for how people see you. Right. We all make mistakes, today those mistakes are so public.
Can we take 30 minutes and give an homage to face-to-face and the voice?
Oh, folks, yes, that's on my list.
Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
Go see somebody. I remind people, Bev, face-to-face is the original social media.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, yes, pick up the phone. And if you get an emotional text or email, please don't respond. Pick up the phone and call them. Or do, you know, a face-to-face. Use Skype or one of the other devices and actually see the person.
Or knock on their door. Knock on their door and go see them. Hey, Bev.
That's right.
It's always a pleasure. TalkListenCommunicate.com, is that it?
TalkListen.com.
TalkListen.com. All right, so check it out, folks. Hey, Bev, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen. We love having her on the show. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.